Hello, St. Pete, and welcome back to Just Getting Started. I'm Deputy Mayor and City Administrator, Dr. Kanika Tomlin, and I'm so excited to sit with you and talk about the many things that are moving our city forward on our continuum from great to iconic city. And who better to join us today to talk about the great things that make St. Pete awesome than our very own mayor, my boss, Mayor Rick Kreisman. How are you, Mayor?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Dr. Tomlin?
I'm good. It's very cool. I've had some great guests here. Our last guest was Peter Kageyama.
I love Peter Kageyama.
Yeah, I know he's an advisor of yours. We've had some city experts on, and I'm just so excited to have you on today because you are a great partner. Awesome boss, wonderful leader for our city. And it's really cool that our listeners get to hear your perspective on the many ways we're just getting started and what makes our city great. So let's get right into it.
All righty, let's do it.
Excited about upcoming weekend and everything that's going to be happening with July 4th. What do you have planned for the city? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, it's exciting to finally, you know, be able to celebrate July 4th where we are able to gather and do so safely. Obviously, you know, the last year and a half have been incredibly challenging for the entire community and not just us, obviously, in St. Pete, but around the country with the pandemic and trying to recover from that. But, you know, I'm very grateful to the residents of this city for doing things the St. Pete way, for following the CDC guidelines, for being safe and cautious, getting vaccinated. And certainly we want to continue to encourage anyone who hasn't been vaccinated yet, go ahead and do it. You know, there's so many of us who have been. We didn't get side effects. We feel great. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a real peace of mind that comes from knowing that you are safe and your family will be safe when you get vaccinated. And even, you know, these variants of the vaccines have proven to be really powerful against the variants too. So don't hesitate to do it, folks. Get vaccinated. Then we all come out on the 4th of July. And we bring the fireworks back to downtown St. Pete and the waterfront.
Yeah.
Anyone who hasn't been to the pier yet, and based on attendance, I don't know.
Who hasn't been to the pier yet, Mayor?
But certainly, you know, what a great place to come and enjoy the 4th of July at this beautiful, you know, 26-acre park, basically, is what the pier district is. And then 2 nights later, we're going to do something really special to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the opening of the pier. And we are going to do a drone show, something that's never been done, I don't think, in the Tampa Bay area. And certainly want to thank our friends at Duke Energy for sponsoring this drone show and really helping us put on a wonderful celebration for the one-year anniversary.
Super exciting. So I think it's a really kind of profound testament to independence. You get a little freedom when you get your vaccine, freedom to move around the community without as much concern about the coronavirus, and what a great way to celebrate our nation's freedom and independence. So I co-sign on that, Mayor. Everybody, if you haven't been vaccinated, please do so. We worked hard to build that pier together. Has it exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, it's when the design was chosen, and I've been upfront about this, it wasn't initially my number one suggestion, but the more I learned about the design, the more I lived with the design, the more I understood why that design was what that committee chose.
It's really inspired.
Yeah, it really was. And it really embodied what we were hoping for, which is to create a place where people gather, where, you know, we talk about being a city of opportunity, where the sun shines on all. It's a place where the sun can shine on all. You don't have to spend money to go there and enjoy it. Most importantly, and this is what I love more than anything else, every time I go there, what gives me the goosebumps is seeing the families and the kids.
So many illustrations of families and kids just really enjoying themselves. And you know, one of the things I love most about it, it extends the footprint of our city and gives it access to our waterfront in a new way. So many people I know, they live their whole lives in St. Pete and are never out on the water for whatever reason. And the pier increases access in a way that lets you get out on the water and look back at the majesty of the city and really own and experience that part of what it's like to live in St. Pete. So great job on that.
It really does. And what I love about the pier, or one of the many things I love about the pier, is the experience. And we talk about it being an experience.
Yeah. P-I-E-R.
P-I-E-R. But the experience is different between day and night.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it's one thing to go out there during the day, and it's beautiful during the day, but go out at night, and it takes on a totally different feel when it's all lit up, especially the Eckelman artwork and right in the heart of the Pier District. But also take advantage of the fact that we've got some amazing merchants that are out there.
Yeah.
Local, independently owned, and it's a great diversity both in the product and the people that are out there.
You're using the pier in a very strategic and wise way to illustrate all of your priorities, really, across the city. You have microeconomics out there where small businesses are getting a chance to connect with the community and incubate. You have a great restaurant scene and local entrepreneurs and our local economy illustrated there. You have great sustainable practices with our Coastal Thicket and Tampa Bay Watch and stewardship of our coast. Our parks are wonderfully represented.
Yes.
The arts is celebrated there. It really is a microcosm of all the ways St. Pete's advancing, the focus on diversity and inclusion, and it's a place of celebration and coming together. I think when we talk about your legacy, the pier is one that will resonate for many, many years. I think maybe even generations. So well done.
Well, thank you. And I don't know that I could have described it any better than you just did, so I'm not even going to try. But look, I'd love to be able to say, you know, that I'm the one who brought the pier here, but you know better than anybody, because as much time as you spent working on this doggone thing.
It was a heavy lift.
It was a heavy lift. It was a huge team effort. It took everyone involved giving it more than 100%. Without question, I think it's the biggest project the city has ever undertaken, and certainly the most complex project. And to get the result we got, which has now won, I think, more than 14 awards, and I expect there to be more that are coming, it's really a testament to the hard work of everybody and the dedication of everybody involved in making it come to life.
Truly is a gift to the city, and we're all very grateful. So this podcast is all about just getting started, because we've been at this hard at work 7 days a week.
Yes.
It's not even hyperbolic to say. 7 days a week for 8 years continuously.
Yes.
Been at the work of building this city, making it a better, stronger community. But you know, like I know, we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say we, I mean this whole community. I think that St. Pete is just on the cusp of what's possible and what's to come and what we can expect. What are some other things you're working on as you look forward that make you really proud? What are some other things we can look forward to?
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I think we are still on an upwards trajectory. You know, you look at how many businesses are relocating from all over the country and in some cases all over the world.
Yeah.
To St. Pete, whether they are moving their U.S. headquarters here, or they're opening their U.S. headquarters here like CodeBox did recently, which is a company from Montreal. I mean, to me, that's one of the things that's really exciting, is that we are seeing this growth in our economy and the opportunities that come with it, the jobs that are being created. So Cross Border Solutions is an example, a company that relocated from New York City, brought 300 jobs. They're talking about having 1,000 jobs created in a two-year period. You know, that is so good for this economy, but it's so good for this community.
It is.
That people will have an opportunity to either get a job, or if they've got one now, to move up in their career and start working their way up, you know, the economic chain.
That's right, because every one of these businesses that have relocated, they don't bring their entire team with them.
No.
They may bring some people with them, but there are always jobs that are created here. Yes. And so it becomes something we can all celebrate, and our aspirations can feed into those organizations' success. That's great.
To me, that's really exciting. And that's one of the things that I think that we are continuing to try and build on.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot inside City Hall about two types of infrastructure, the physical infrastructure, which are your buildings. And obviously, there's a lot of that going on. You look around downtown and there's...
I mean, look at this view right now. We see...
Multiple cranes.
Count the cranes, right?
You know, and that doesn't count what we want to see happen with a new MSC building. It doesn't count the Red Apple. It doesn't count the old police station.
Deuces Rising.
The Deuces Rising in Sankofa, the Tangerine Plaza.
Skyway Marina
Skyway
District.
Skyway Marina District, which has really come to life in an incredibly exciting way.
Plans for Out West.
Plans for Out West that are still going on. And then, of course, the big Mac Daddy of them all, the Tropicana Field.
There you go.
86 acres.
I mean, think about what you just described. You literally covered the entire geography and landscape of your city with defining development happening in every corner of your community that's going to bring jobs, that's creating jobs and opportunity right now, that just really makes huge promise for what's to come. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. It's north, south, east, and west. That's what's creating a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all, as we like to say. All means everyone, yeah. And it means everywhere.
Yeah,
it isn't just in downtown. If we're doing our job right, then it's spreading throughout the city, and you see it spreading. You see the tentacles coming out from Central Avenue, which has kind of always been the spine of the city, but it's heading down 22nd Street South, and it's heading up MLK North, and it's heading out to Tyrone, and it's heading out to the Carillon and Gateway area. And so it is spreading 34th Street and the Skyway Marina. It's spreading everywhere. And that's the physical infrastructure. But I also love the personal, the people infrastructure.
The emotional infrastructure.
The emotional infrastructure and the investment that we've done. And this is something that I'm really proud of. You know, people ask me, what's your legacy? And they think I'm going to talk about the pier. But I'm hoping the legacy that this administration and everyone on it who's fought so hard for this, that we leave, is that we've changed the dynamic of the community. We've created opportunity that's available for everyone. We've created real equity, and we have reduced poverty throughout the city. But in particular, when you look south of Central, which is a community that has struggled.
Exceeded the goal to reduce poverty by 30% by the year 2020. 37% was our last State of the Economy report. So, well done.
But it's not just government that's done it. We've done it in partnership. You look at one community and the 2020 plan and people in the community who have partnered with the city and said, you know what, we're going to work together and we're going to make this happen. Because if that doesn't happen, the changes that we've just been talking about, they don't happen.
That's right. And we've been very proud that we've grown our city's reserves by millions of dollars, but we've also grown our city's emotional connection to each other and social capital reserves are more robust than I think I've ever seen in my lifetime in this city.
I would agree with that. I mean, I look at, you know, and again, I'll go back to a couple of these companies that have relocated here, from Cross Border Solutions to Dynasty Financial to Codebox, just those three in particular. You know, when they were looking at communities to come to, they looked everywhere. They looked at Tampa, they looked at Boston, they looked at Charlotte, they looked at Austin, you know, and Nashville, all those communities. But what set St. Pete apart?
Yeah.
Is the people, and it's the values that we've created here of the kind of community we want to be. That community that celebrates diversity, that does not allow intolerance to fester. You know, that people speak out when they see something wrong that's going on in our community. And we value that.
Very engaged citizenry.
Absolutely.
There's no question. There are a million reasons, literally, that St. Pete's such a special place to call home, but our people are the differentiator.
Absolutely.
And we're a city with the soul. And, you know, we're the sunshine city, figuratively and literally. And I think that our future is very bright, so much to celebrate. But we have some challenges ahead, too.
Absolutely. You know, that one of the biggest challenges I think that we face, and that certainly, I know myself, I know you feel this way, and everyone on our team, we are very aware of this. As our city continues to grow, we have to do so in a way where we don't lose what makes St. Pete special. You know, I look at, and this is not a knock on these cities, because, you know,
we learn from them.
We're
grateful
from them.
For them.
Cities like Nashville and Austin, which have grown really quickly and into become amazing cities, but the one thing that you hear from the people who have lived there is they are feeling like the city is starting to lose its identity.
Its character and its culture.
That's right.
That soul we were speaking of.
Exactly. And so for us, and that's why we did the Storefront Conservation Corridors plan, it's trying to make sure that as we grow, we don't lose our character. We don't lose what makes St. Pete special. You know, we are a city that is known for our small businesses and our independently owned businesses. And if those are forced out of our city because big chains come in, then we do lose that soul. So we have to work really hard to make sure that we keep the physical and emotional infrastructure in place, the emotional infrastructure of our culture and our values and why the city is so cool and what makes us special. And then the physical infrastructure too, that we're making those investments in our roads and our bridges and our stormwater and wastewater treatment so that the growth that we have, that we keep up with that growth.
Yes, and we get it right. Our metric is there are 270,000 people who are waking up in St. Pete every day.
Yep.
And that hope and enthusiasm that we feel because we are excited about what we know is coming, everybody who wakes up here needs to have the possibility and the reality that they can feel that optimism for their future too.
Absolutely.
And toward that end, what advice would you give to your successor who is being handed the responsibility of delivering that hope and that pathway of change and continued growth to 270,000 people, counting on him or her to get it right. What advice would you give the next mayor?
I think the important thing of any time there's a transition from one leadership team to a next is you have to look for the areas where the prior administration has had success and build on those. And then you look for the areas where they may not have been able to either have success or they just ran out of time to address those challenges. And those are the new ones you have to focus. I think a lot of times administrations come in and they think, well, we need to just restart everything and get rid of everything that's been done and start all over. And you really don't have to. I think the best success comes when you build, when each administration builds on the one before it.
Yes.
And looks for, okay, what was this one doing that was working? And let's build on that. That doesn't mean we have to do it the exact same way because maybe there's a better way of doing it.
Right.
But let's build on that success. And then where did maybe things not go right? Because look, we're not perfect. Not everything we touched worked out exactly the way we wanted it to.
Right.
And so, all right, what didn't we get done that we wanted to get done that the next administration could pick up the ball and run with that?
That's really good advice. Over the past 8 years, I've had a chance to get to know you really well and call you friend. It makes me almost cry. You're such a good guy and you're not going anywhere.
No.
Right? I think that the city has gone so far under your leadership and we can all feel comforted to know that the next mayor, whoever that is, the next four mayors, whoever that is, as long as you're here in St. Pete, you'll be a champion for us, working to create opportunity. You know, I know you went to law school, but I think that you could have gone to engineering school because you've certainly been an engineer of opportunity.
Well, thank you.
And in St. Pete, that's opportunity around education, economic opportunity, housing and neighborhoods, environmental opportunity so that souls yet born will look out and see the same beauty and the same coastline and the same wonderful city that we see today. And you've set it all up for the next person to run with the ball all the way down the field, whatever that analogy might be. You know, that's my limitation. Yeah. I can't take it further than that.
Well, I feel incredibly blessed. I mean, first off, this is without question, you know, I've been in political office now for over 20 years, and it's the best job I've ever had, without question. And part of the reason it's been the best job is aside from the fact that you can really do things as a mayor that impact your community in a positive way, I've gotten to work with amazing people. I'm going to miss that more than anything else is the people I get to work with every day who just are so committed to everything that is about St. Petersburg. I mean, there's 3,500 employees in the city and they all care about the city and they all want the city to be, they do, and they want it to be a better place for them, for their family, their kids. You know, that's just rare to come across people who care so much about what they're doing. And to be able to work with them every day, it's really been a joy. And I don't know that I'll ever work in another situation where I find myself getting to work with such amazingly talented, dedicated, bright people that I've gotten to work with. And certainly, you know, it's been an honor for me to work with you. I'm amazed at what you do, how you do it every day, truly. There are no words. It's been special.
It's been so special. One of the highest honors of my life. I thank you for the opportunity you've extended to me, the opportunity you've created for hundreds of thousands of people. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. And I know whatever comes next, you're just getting started as well, just like this city. And we're excited, all excited to see what unfolds in your next chapter.
Me too. Because I have no idea what it will be.
We'll keep watching. And listeners, I know you'll keep watching and keep contributing to everything that makes our city the most special place on this earth. We firmly believe this. The two people sitting down here at this table today believe this is the most special place on earth a person could be fortunate enough to call home. And that's because you live here. So thanks for your love of this city. Thanks for everything you do to make it wonderful and keep the sun shining here. And join us next time as we continue to talk about the many ways St. Pete is just getting started on our movement from great to iconic city. And it will happen with your help. Thanks so much. Have a good day.